Hey guys,
it's Ruth,
it's Shayla,
and this is
Keeping It 100 with Ruth and Shayla. And today we're going to talk about funny stories that's been happening or that's happened to us.
So here we go.
Let's get it, y'all. Sheesh. So first up, we're going to talk about Stockton Night.
Tyler, if you're listening, you already know what's up.
From a year ago, from today,
from today. So to start it off, basically a year ago from today, last year, we were going to Adezi's house for her party because it's her birthday's coming up. Shout out to Adezi. We love you. She's about to turn 21 a couple months, girl. It's her birthday month. It's 16. She's about to turn 21. 21. About to get lit. Anyway, so we were going to her house. And then we were just, you know, chilling first. We were like the first ones
because we wanted
to go help, right?
Yeah. To set up.
Yeah, we were like, supposedly. Well, no, we did help. We did help. We were there early.
Yeah.
We, like, got balloons, got bottles, all that shit.
Yeah.
And then, we were just chilling, you feel me? Sorry, I'm sipping on some little beer. And then,
I've been sipping on bitter beer.
that part. What was I saying?
We were just chilling.
Oh, yeah, we were just chilling. Like, we were helping her set up, and we did all that. And then, you know, more people started coming. We were taking pictures. And then after that, we left kind of early because it started getting, like, ratchet because all the little-ass kids started coming in. We said, bye.
Is this where the party's at?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we were sitting outside. And we were just, like, chilling in, like, Adeze's
driveway
or whatever. And then this kid comes up, and he's like, hey, is it where the party's at? And I was like, well, yeah, do you not fucking see, like, there's all the people here? Duh. And Tyler was like, yeah. Like, in my head, I was just like, bro, if some dumbass person says some dumb shit, I swear to God, we find it.
Yeah,
I was like, bro. And then, remember, Tyler took the Frosted cookies? He was like, we only share this shit. For real, because we bought that shit, and everybody want to eat. But, yeah, so then we were just chilling there for a little bit, and then we were like, screw it, let's call Dave and see what he's doing.
Yeah.
We knew he was at the studio, but we didn't know, like, it was all the way in Stockton at the time. So, he was like, screw it. He was like, screw it, you guys want to come out? And we were like, screw it, might as well at this rate. So, we left at DZ's party. DZ was fucked when we left. She was I was like, hey, we're going to go, girl. And she's like, oh, okay, bye. She was gone. It was her birthday, though. No exception. So, we were driving all the way to Stockton. Once we get to Stockton, it was, like, in the hood, like, on some real-ass shit. This shit was, like, hood shit. Like,
yeah. It was heist.
Girl, like, it was a trap house. Like,
it was.
It really was.
It was small.
And you Not that in. I've never been in a trap house, but I'm just saying, like, that shit was...
You walk in, it's small. It smells like pure cigarettes and weed and alcohol mixed together. But
and crackers.
It was stuffy in there, too.
Yeah, and then they had a bottle, too, and they were like, y'all trying to drink? And I was like, oh, we're good. We already drank. We're trying to just, like, chill now.
Yeah.
So, David was recording something. I forgot what it was.
Oh, that one song.
Oh,
Last on the Tabletops. Yeah.
Come on.
Fucking hard stop.
Oh, God. That shit was crazy. But, yeah, it was basically David's managers. And then we were just sitting there chilling, talking or whatever. David was doing his thing.
Yeah.
We always go there to support him. Shout out to you, David. We love you. You're a
money gang.
You feel me? And maybe, I think this happened maybe like an hour. Oh, and mind you guys, we had to wake up the next morning at 6 in the morning to go to Santa Cruz because we were going to Santa Cruz the next day. And when we got to Stockton, it was like, we left out of days like 11:30.
Yeah, we got
there at 12. We did not leave until like 4:30 in the morning. So we got to my house at 5. I kid you not, it was probably like a 20-minute nap that we took. And then we left. We did the thing. If it wasn't
for, shit with no effort.
For real. If it wasn't for Ethan, that he didn't text me, we would have skipped the day.
Yeah.
Because I kind of like fell asleep. Then Ethan texted me.
Yeah.
And he was like, are you guys ready? And I was like, oh shit, let's go. But anyway, that's beside the point. So maybe about, I think this happened probably like around 1.
Yeah,
right?
It was 1.
So, okay, so this, it was, okay, so it was David, me, Shayla, Tyler, his managers, two mm-hmm. managers, and then plus there's another guy just chilling there, and he had his bitch. Well, it wasn't his girlfriend, it was his bitch.
Yeah.
And somebody gotta tell the truth.
Oh.
And basically what happened, we started hearing some noises.
Sexual noises.
And it was not like no, like, you know, it wasn't like bang bang, none of that
we
shit.
We heard it all.
Bro, it was sexual. It was, they was getting it in. They was getting it in. And then, because it was me, Shayla, and Tyler that heard it first, yeah. And then David. Because David, I think, was in the studio.
Yeah, he was recording.
He was in the studio, and then he came out. He came out, and then he was sitting there with us, where we were. So I was like, do y'all hear that, or am I going crazy? Bro, this bitch was going in. Like, she was like, fuck. and the guy slapped her ass.
Yeah, he was like...
Like that, like it was that little loud, and then we all just looked at each other. We started bursting out laughing, and then David made the funniest face ever.
Yeah, he was like,
and this was during like the two managers, they were like recording, yeah. So we had to be quiet so you wouldn't hear, you know, the background or anything. Wow. Excuse me. And then we was just hearing them. I think they went on for a good 10 to 15 minutes,
yeah.
Maybe.
And then it started getting annoying, because then they...
Yeah, like, it would stop, and then they would go again. So I think the first time was, like, 5 minutes. It was 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Then the second time, maybe, like, 10 minutes. And we were just like, okay, like, now this shit is just not funny no more. Yeah. But obviously it was funny to us, like, you know, because we were like, there's people... And these people saw us sitting there.
They saw
us. Like, they saw us. They didn't give a fuck.
And they thought,
like,
the music would block it out, but we
they
heard
did
it
not.
Loud,
like,
and clear.
It was... Because the place was hella small. Like,
yeah.
hella small. Like, it was... I don't know. It was, like, the size of, like, a bathroom. Like,
yeah.
Honestly.
Like
a master bed bathroom.
Yeah.
Like that. It was literally hella small. Like a trap house.
Fuck.
And yeah, and that's basically what happened that night. And then
yeah.
We were just like, all right. And then after that, we just kept laughing. And then one of David's managers, he was like, okay, you guys need to stop laughing. It's not that funny. And then a few minutes later, he comes out.
I
he's
see
like,
why y'all
he's
laughing.
Like, oh, damn, I see why y'all laughing. I was like, the fuck? And then, oh, I remember him saying, like, he was like, oh, he was talking about me,
yeah,
remember?
I heard a lot about you.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, I heard a lot about you. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, dude, what you telling them about me? What the hell? Sounds like someone we know, but that's a whole other story. But yeah, that's Stockton night.
And Tyler,
right?
Yeah, and then adding on, Tyler was like, damn, it must be that good. Shit.
When'd she say that?
When we were leaving.
Oh, shit. Yeah, and then we didn't leave until like 4:30. We got back home at 5, and then we definitely, I don't know
showered.
What the hell, I don't know who we pulled, but we pulled something.
Because
we got home, like, we got to my house, we showered, we all showered at the, like, not, I was going to say at the same time. No, we did not. It's not like that. We all showered, like, because we took quick showers. We're, like, in and out. And I didn't care how I looked. I was, like, I was going to wear sweats and everything. And
yeah.
It sucks because it was hella hot that day.
Yeah, no.
Hella hot in Santa Cruz. We were, like, damn, it's hella hot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was the Stockton night.
Next
story.
Came up night.
Gosh. You want to start that one off?
Yeah, so... It was David's music video release party thing in Rockland with his team. And then, so we went, and it was kind of quiet at first, but then David started playing some, like, slaps, some, like, lit music.
Facts.
And
you know me and Shayla, we're hella lit.
Yeah.
So,
with
alcohol. Yeah, like, I mean, we're lit.
Yeah.
You know.
It's just
like
always
that,
awkward
but,
at first because you don't know anyone there.
Yeah, but then,
once it gets
helps,
yeah.
Then it's fine.
And then a part of David's team, his name is, his nickname is Boino. And then he was just starting to sit like where we sat on the couch. And
yeah,
he
like so
staring.
He just kept looking at us. Like he, like you could just tell, like he was really trying to just hang out with us. And,
yeah.
Like, anyway, sorry guys.
Yeah. I had to do something.
Difficulty.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah,
came up nice. So
then you was talking about Bueno.
Bueno. So he was like, "Y'all want a shot?" And then he gave.
Well,
us-
no, because we were like, "Okay, so where's the alcohol?" Like,
oh,
I was like,
yeah,
"I'm
yeah.
here for the alcohol.
Yeah.
This is a party, so where's the alcohol?" And then Bueno was like, "Oh, y'all trying to drink?" I was like, "I'm trying to drink. Give me the alcohol.
Facts.
Give me whatever the fuck y'all got. No dark shit. I'm good. I'm cool off of that shit. I don't want no dark shit. Give me clear." Vodka?
I want dark.
Anything. We all know you do. Facts. But Jeezy isn't dark, though.
Nah,
he's clear. We all know who isn't clear, though.
I can see it in your eyes.
But, yeah, he was just like, y'all trying to drink? And I said, yep. And then he brought us, it was like a big shot of Ciroc. It was a big ass shot of Ciroc. And I was like, bro, this ain't no shot. This is like a
full cup. He was trying to kill us.
He was really, he was trying to fucking make us drunk.
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo. But yeah.
Yeah, and he gave us this. And we were like, damn, this shit's hella big. And then he caught on because we have our saying. We got it from Sioni. Shout out to Sioni.
We love you, Sioni.
We love you.
Oh, God, yeah.
He was like, because it's the Uncle Who. And then yeah. He was like, it's the Uncle Who.
So if you guys don't know where that's from Sioni. Yeah. And basically when we drink and when we start to get lit, we say, it's the Uncle Who. Because Sioni, on Tyler's birthday, I have the video I will never forget about. This is like a little, this is not the part of the story times, but this is just a little snippet of it. We were sitting outside because we were at Demon Busters in Roseville. And then, fucking Sioni. He was like, because it's the alcohol. Oh, God. Woo! Yeah! And then after that, that's why we keep saying it's the alcohol. And then on God, that's Sioni too. So shout out to you. We're not trying.
Love you,
we have so many sayings from so many different people, guys. Like, oh, my God. We should talk about that too, like later on. Like, as a bonus at the end. But yeah, going back to the came up night.
And then he was like, so we started drinking. And then he was like, he started catching on. He was like, it's the alcohol.
Yeah, he was just catching on to our sins and shit. We just drink out of that. But, it's better.
Mm-hmm. And then he was like, so we started dancing and getting lit.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows the song Blueface. Tatiana, when they play that, it's a done deal.
Oh, it's a done
It's a wrap.
Oh my God. When they say that, I'm not even gonna think twice. I don't know, bruh. I got the file to me and the motherfucking player, Shayla. Oh, I'm telling y'all, we have so many fucking sayings. Hey, play that pretty nasty song, bruh. But yeah, we're going side. We're going off track, bro.
Okay.
So yeah, going back to the came up.
We started dancing. Oh my God! Yeah. And then Sioni came.
Yeah, Sioni came. Cause it was so ironic too. Because one of Sioni's friends, she was really sweet. Shout out to you, by the way. She was at the came up thing too, or whatever. And then and by the way, the came up night is basically David and his team. Mm-hmm. They were shooting a music video for their song called Came Up. Mm-hmm. So. We were like, oh, okay, well, we want to go support David, you know? That was the whole idea of just going to support David. So, whatever the hell they did, that ain't none of our business.
Facts.
Because we were supposed to be in the music video, but then, like, we just didn't end up being in it. Because we were like, in the bathroom and stuff. And then we just started shooting.
Yeah.
So. Then we were like, screw it, we're not gonna, like, we didn't, like, obviously it's nothing to me. Like, it didn't matter. So, I was like, well, I'm having a good time. So, that's all that matters. And the important thing is that we went to go support David, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Then Sioni came through, and then we left, too.
Because we were going to go buy another bottle. Yeah. Gold, huh?
And then when we came back, it started to get hella funny.
Yeah, we were outside. Mind you, this house was really nice.
It was beautiful.
Look, it was
stainless steel, kitchen appliances.
She don't know the leverage shit. I don't. I just see floors and cabinets. I don't know what material they are, whatever you call it. But, yeah, we were just, you know, having a good time outside. We were talking, we were laughing, all of this shit.
And then there's some weirdos that came up. Oh, the white girl.
I'm half like Pakistani.
I'm so cruel. Dear God, we're not gonna get into that because people know how I feel about.
What do you know about social anxiety?
And there was a dude who literally, who looked at all of us, like me, Sioni, Shayla, and whoever else was outside, and he was like hella gone, like I think he was cross-faded as fuck.
Yeah, he was.
And he's like turning on his like lighter to smoke out of his bong or whatever, and he goes, he was like looking at Sioni, because we were talking about anxiety and stuff, because you know I'm really big about that, and mental health and all that shit.
Yeah.
And he goes, what do you know about social anxiety? Like, I wish y'all could see my face, because that's exactly how he looked. He's like, what do you know about social anxiety? And then Sioni, I forgot what he said. He said something funny, and then I said, oh, you don't want to know about what I know about social anxiety, remember?
Trust me, yeah.
What did I say? How did I say it?
Like, oh, trust me, you don't want to get into that. Oh, God, yeah.
And what did he do? He just left?
Yeah, he's just
I mean, he just I don't know what the hell he was doing. But yeah.
And the girl that kept falling, and then her boyfriend couldn't even pick her up.
Yeah, like, this girl was, like, falling, and then we were trying to help, but then the boyfriend was like, no, it's fine, I got it, it's fine. I was like, okay. I mean, you can't even pick the poor girl up. Like, I could have picked her up. Like, I'm hella strong as it is. Like, I could have picked the girl up, put her to sit down. Because she was falling off her face. And she was falling on, like, rocks. It was rocks.
She's going on rocks.
So I was like, she's going to wake up all scratched up and shit, not know what the hell happened.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then, so, Bueno just started, like, talking to us and just saying our sayings. Or he's like, I'm going home. And he was just talking mad shit about everybody there. He was saying shit left and right. I'm not going to say it, but he was just talking shit. We were just chilling there, and that was a fun night.
And then when we were sitting outside in the backyard, he was looking at me and Ruth. He was looking at me, and then he was like, he was talking to someone. He was like, I'm not gonna lie, bro, I'm about to take a 6 ass home, bro.
And then I was like, I didn't hear him say that because I was talking to Sione, right? Yeah. I was like in my own world. But I swear, also guys, like, people be saying the weirdest shit to Shayla. Like, we have another story coming up, and they just be saying the weirdest shit, and I don't know where the hell I'd be. I'm there, but I'm not there at the same time. Facts. So that part, we don't know who's not there.
It's not even the alcohol. Mm-hmm. And the next door we got is when we're with your sister and her friend.
Okay, so this was about
a couple years ago.
3 years ago? No, not three. No, this was like back in 2015, I think.
Because
I was still in high school.
Yeah, we were.
She was a senior, and I was a junior, because she's a grade older than us.
Oh.
So we were juniors back in high school, and we were going to go to Apple Hill, but there was, like, hella traffic, so we were like, screw it, let's just stop by. It was the city before Apple Hill, I think.
Placerville.
Oh, really?
Placerville.
Damn, Shayla. Placerville, same shit, different toilet.
Yeah.
And we were stopping there. Was it going to Napa? I mean, going to Apple Hill or coming back? I think it was going to.
Going, yeah. Because we got on that 2-lane highway.
Okay, so as we were, like, on our way to... Well, since Apple Hill was already done, we were going to Placerville. And there was, like, a little cute, like... They had, like, cute little stores and stuff. And we stopped at a pizza place. But before that, little did we know, we was about to die.
Facts.
So... We're coming on, like, the highway. And it's a
two-lane
thing. So the cars... There's one lane coming the other direction. We're going the other direction. And so all of a sudden, she's trying to get... So she's driving, whatever. Okay, cool. Yee, whoop-de-whoop. And then she tries to get, like, in front. Like, because you know how if in the two lane, there's only two lanes. It's like the people going the other direction and us.
Yeah.
So the person in front of us was driving slow. And she was like, okay, I'm going to pass him. That's fine. But please, when you're doing that, can you make sure there's no cars coming from the other side? Because we was literally, I kid you guys not, she was super close to hitting the car going the other direction.
We were about to go having a head first collision.
Head on head. And then, so at this point, me and Shaz, this is what was going through our heads.
Oh my God, this is
so,
it.
I was like, crap, I'm really about to die. And I said, it's going to be with my bestie, though. So I think it's gonna be okay. But I wasn't ready to die, y'all. Like, I was like, I'm still kind of young, bro. I, like, at the time, I was still, like, I wasn't, like, I was stupid as I am now.
Oh, my God.
I was okay. So I had something worth living for. So I was like, okay. I was like, I'm not ready to die. And I looked at Shayla, and then me and her gave each other the look. Y'all know the look, like, when y'all look at your besties or whoever your significant other, whoever it might be, and y'all are just like, this is it.
This is the moment.
So, because I'm very nervous, especially when other people drive. I like to drive on my own because other people make me nervous, right? So, if you're driving, I'm gonna be nervous. That's just how it is. Facts. So, I'm already nervous as it is. So, then I start to crumple up, like, on the seat. Like, I start lifting up my leg, and I was pushing on sister's friend's seat. And I was like, Shayla, Shayla. And I held onto her hand, and I was like, Shayla, Shayla. And then, what was your perspective of it?
Because I was like, this is it, I guess. I
mean, and Shayla's face, Shayla's face was the face that Tyler made when we was on the, what was it called? The fireball?
The fireball,
it was called fire, and the state fair, if y'all know what I'm talking about. It was in the state fair. And we went on that fireball ride, and Shayla's face was that exact same face. Like, she just didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
She was just like, I don't know. Like,
this is it.
We're done. Like, I kid you guys not, we're not trying to be dramatic.
Yeah.
Or funny. It was like, we was literally head first collision. We were so close to hitting this person. And she was going fast.
Hell, the other car was
she was going like 85, almost 90.
Yeah,
on God,
the other car
yeah.
was going hella fast. So, and she was like, oops.
And the other car, I don't know what the hell the other car was doing.
Yeah, they didn't stop. They kept... They
well, were, I mean, obviously they can't stop because it's a highway. They're going to... It was something on the highway. Oh, no, God, it's a whole other story. We could talk about my party night, too. Screw it. Yeah, sorry. Because we're just trying to think as we go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it took us a long time to think about a topic to talk about. But we were like, screw it. We already did kind of, like, serious ones. So, let's do funny ones.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then my sister, she was in the front. She was like, oh, and she started, like, lifting up her. Like, she was, like, crushing herself. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. Like, her, what's that word? Hurtling?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
her.
This. Like
shielding?
Yeah, like, she was shielding herself.
Yeah.
And Andrea was just, like, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, she was cool. Like, I was like, girl.
She did that shit with no effort.
She did that shit with no effort, bro.
And she's gone the next lane, like.
Like, nothing. Like, she was like, whoops. And we was just, and then I looked at that shit, and I was like, did she not just, did she know what was gonna happen, or...
We were real life about to die then.
Girl, that's a rush, and that's not the rush I want to feel. On God, you want an adrenaline rush? I'll give you an adrenaline rush.
I'll give you an adrenaline rush.
Facts. But yeah, that day was crazy. And then we just went about our day. After that, I was kind of traumatized. I was like, Jesus Christ, I don't want to go in this car with this girl. But
man.
After that, she was fine.
Yeah.
Next night.
Napa. Cute ass police officer.
Okay, and then this is also that same year because we got baptized in 2015.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So 4 years ago, because we were juniors and I had my smudge up, so it was.
Dang.
Yeah, when we got baptized, it was like the summer of us becoming seniors.
Oh, that's
so we were not in school yet. We were just
yeah. That lake was nice.
It really we was Folsom Lake. Shout out to Folsom Lake, bro. I'm trying to go in that area too, cause remember I had that trail.
Yeah.
We're getting sidetracked, mommy.
Sorry.
Okay. So,
Napa.
Yeah, you can say. I feel like I only talked, dude.
So we went to Napa, get baptized, and then her mom has a Ford station wagon, and like in the trunk there's like an extra cool back seat. So. Mm-hmm. The way you sit, you face the trunk. So you face...
You're looking at, like, the outside.
Yeah. And it has seat belts and everything.
Yeah, it did.
So we were sitting there, and then we were on our way I think we were on our way to eat or something. Because we were on the freeway, or...
Oh, yeah. Because remember, it was my aunt and them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were with us.
And oh, yeah, because it was for my family.
Yeah,
not when we got baptized. I got confused.
Yeah, that was... We just went to see your auntie, your grandpa.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because when my family come from L.A., they come down here. We usually, like, try to go, like, places. So we just went to Napa, and we were like, let's go to Napa.
Yeah.
But we were specifically down in downtown Napa, so...
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went, and then we got stopped by the police. And then,
At first, mind you, me, I was talking hella shit. I was like, man, fuck the police.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, like... They're probably stopping us.
Asshole.
Yeah, we thought that he was gonna be an asshole and everything, and then we were like, damn, he's probably stopping us because we're in the back seat.
Yeah.
Cause okay, so this is what happened. So we were on the freeway, and then we see the cop car.
Yeah.
And it came out of nowhere too, cause it was just like right behind us, right? And then I looked at Shayla, and I was like, Shayla, I don't know what to look at. But there was the police right behind us. It was hella awkward.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what to look at, so we were just sitting there and looking at each other.
Yeah.
And we were like, it's the police, like, they're gonna fucking stop us. And then they stopped us.
Yeah.
And then after that, he walks out of his car, and this was a fine ass white man.
Yeah,
hella fine. He had black hair. His eyes were green, blue.
They were colors.
I don't know what the hell they were,
some
but they were
beautiful.
Fine. His body was on point.
He was hella fine.
Hella fine. Like, at first, like, I was like, oh, he's probably some old raggedy, because you can't really see from how we were.
Yeah.
We couldn't really see. We were like, oh, he's probably some bitch. Like,
when, so when you let the windows down,
yeah, it was a whole nother story.
He was hella fine and fine.
He really was hella fine and fine, like. And then me and Shayla, we looked at each other. Well, I think he had more sympathy because my grandpa was in the front seat.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, is there a reason why they're sitting in the back? And then my mom was like, oh, this is a specialized car. Like, it's
it
like
had
that.
Seatbelts,
yeah, like, he just wanted to make sure we had seatbelts on, too. And he was like, oh, okay, then you guys are fine. And he let us go. So,
yeah.
Thank you. Shout out to my grandpa, because if my grandpa wasn't in there, then we probably would have been screwed. But, yeah. Next story.
stopped by the police with David.
Oh, God. Okay, so we got stopped by the police kind of, like, a lot of times. Not a lot of times, but... Oh, my God. Not a lot of times. Maybe, like, just a couple. But I never, like, got a ticket or nothing like that.
Yeah.
They were just kind of, like, warning. So, basically, it was one day we were just riding on a...
My grandma's
Yeah, Shayla's Mercedes. And at this time, like, her grandma didn't have a license plate in the back.
Yeah.
So, of course, we fucking get caught and I was driving it.
Yeah.
So... The police officer stopped us.
Yeah.
And David, the first thing he did was put his hands on his... He was like, y'all, whatever they do, I'm putting my hands on my knees.
Yeah.
And I was like, David, if these fucking motherfuckers don't fucking leave, I swear to God, I have bad anxiety. I'm not going to do this. And he was like, I know. And David was just like, so how's y'all day going? And he was like, what do you say? You doing good.
He's like, you know, I work at Apple, you know. I just got the job there. It's going good. You know, I got to... dismantle phones, because that night we picked up David from UPS because he just got out of work.
Oh, that's right.
And it got dark. That's the time where it got dark early. It got dark by like 4:30. And we went to pick him up. That's why. And he was wearing, and David was wearing like his, you know,
like he looked okay, gear. I didn't even lie. He looked like he just robbed somebody. Yeah. Like he had like his uniform. Obviously, it was his uniform. Like, you know?
Yeah.
He had like his black hoodie on, his black pants, his combat boots, and everything.
Yeah.
And then the cop was like, oh, do you guys know that this thing? We were like, oh, yeah. And then,
He took both of our licenses and then David's.
He was more interested. So, here's the gag, kids. He was more interested in David than us. Like, he was like, okay. Like, I was like, do you need to see everyone's... He was like, do you need to see my license? He's like, yeah, I need to see everybody's license. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And David had his ID, so it was fine.
Yeah.
I was the one driving, so I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. And then he started asking like us, he's like, oh, where do you guys work at? And I was like, oh, was I working at that time? I don't think I was working no more.
Oh.
I wasn't working no more.
I was at Home Goods.
Yeah, I know. Then I wasn't working. No. Because I stopped working and you had jobs. So I wasn't working. Yeah, no, I stopped working. David, this is when David was working at UPS.
UPS, yes, and I was at Home Goods. I remember.
So, the officer was like, oh, where do you guys work at? Do you guys go to school? And we're telling them, yeah, we go to CRC.
Yeah.
But they were more concerned. They were asking these questions because of David. Like, they were more concerned about David and who David was, if he had a criminal history, all of that shit.
Yeah.
And then I know this because he literally, so when he asked for, you know, our IDs or whatever, gave him my license, and then Shayla and David gave them, or you had your license already.
Mine.
David gave his ID, and he was like, okay, and then he was like, okay, I'll be back, and I was like, okay, whatever. So he took maybe about, like, what, 10 minutes, 5, 10
to
minutes?
To
run the shit. And he wasn't running nothing.
Had clean records.
No, but here's the thing, like, he probably didn't even check mine and Shayla. He checked David's, because David's was literally at the top, and ours was at the bottom.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Ours was at the bottom. Like, he was literally just looking at David. He kept looking at David, and I was like, okay, like, he's not doing nothing wrong. This wouldn't be the first time that David got accused of something.
Yeah.
So we were just like, okay, whatever. This was David was like, I'm keeping my hands on my knees. I'm not moving. I'm like, for real. And he even told us too. Like, they was like, don't move. Like, just, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna just take my hands off the steering wheel, put my hands on my knees. I did. I was like, I'm gonna follow what David's saying, because I'm not trying to do this whole mistaken for a criminal shit. So,
man,
I'm good.
And that shit was crazy. And then he gave us, he's like, all right, y'all have a good night.
And we're like, yo, you ruined it on God.
Yeah. Thanks.
And no, but they do the job sometimes.
Yeah.
Let them, though.
Next up, we got Strikes Night.
God, okay, so, y'all know us. If y'all know us, well, most of you guys probably don't, but if you do, we go to Strikes, because it's, like, the only place to sell looking drink without them IDing her.
At the bar.
And, I'm just kidding, she's 21. We're both 21. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, we usually just go to Strikes or whatever, and then my friend Adese, she works there, so we just be like, screw it, let's just go.
Mm-hmm.
Then we just sit at the bar, and then, so the first night we were, well, that I took Shayla, because the first night I went was on a Friday, and I was with my friend Adese,
because
we were supposed to go to some party or something, but I guess her friends didn't come through or some shit like that. Or no, I think the party was like next time or next.
Oh, yeah.
It was, she read it, Daisy read it wrong. And I was like, okay. I was like, do you just want to go to Strikes? And she was like, yeah, that's fine. So we just went to Strikes. We're chilling, talking, whatever. And then the next time, I took Shayla that next week. I took her on a Saturday. We usually go on Saturdays.
Yeah.
That'd be our nights, bro.
Man.
This Saturday we kind of broke, so we can't go. But probably next... Oh, wait. Oh, wait, no, the 20th. No, you leave until the 27th.
27th, yeah.
So probably next time we're about to hit that place. I'm good, yeah. So we're just chilling. And then this guy comes up to us. And he was...
Just a little bust. Just a little bit.
He was... I think I was feeling it. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not even gonna front.
Oh.
Like, I was feeling it, but I wasn't, like, gone or nothing like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think I was a good buzz, yeah.
Yeah.
You were... Buzz. You too, right?
Because we have the Capric drinks.
Oh, yeah, because we'd be pre-gaming before, so we don't spend so much. And plus, I'm a lightweight, so it works out. So we're just pre-gaming, and then, yeah. And then, so this guy comes... And we just be chilling there, and then...
We were sitting at the bar, just...
We were just chilling, yeah. We were just chilling, bro, like... We were just chilling. So then we just see... And I was on live.
Yeah.
I was on live, remember? Live. And there's other people on my live, too, that night.
Yeah.
There, I was like, okay, hello. God is fucking hello asking bodies me and to bodies. Drink with them. I was like, I don't know you. I'm going. But at this rate, I might as well do that, right?
I mean, I'm saying...
Because no one gives a fuck. no one's gonna get booty tickled. But...
He comes up to us.
Yeah, you say it, bestie. Yeah. You always say the story's good.
He comes up to us and... Yeah, and he was like... Because Ruth was recording.
I was on live.
Yeah, on live. And he was like, hey, if you're not Daniel, fuck! Nigga!
And I was like, bro,
Southside, homie.
Look, on some real ass shit, bro, you can't just be saying that shit. Like, yeah. If there was really a street, you know, person out there, like, you would have got shut up. Especially strikes. Like, there are stories and strikes that there. That place has been shot up, this and that, left and right. People are stupid.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you have alcohol. Like, I get it. Alcohol makes you do stupid shit. But if you can't control that shit, you can't control your mouth, you gotta, like...
Man.
Oh, like, you just go home, please.
Yeah.
And just go home. At first, he was cool. Like, he was cool. Like, he was on my live.
Yeah.
And he just started complimenting me. And that's the thing. Like, I was sitting down, guys. And he started complimenting how I had a nice ass, how I had
purple titties. Perky.
How my breasts smelled amazing. Like, I was like, you don't even know me. Like, you haven't even seen me like that. Like,
hey, that's her bestie. I'll fuck her and her best friend, bro. And then his friend, after he left, he was like, I'm very sorry about that. You two are very beautiful young ladies. He just gets a little too lit and he's drunk. You guys have a good night.
Yeah, and then I remember telling him, I was like, oh no, it's all good. Like,
We've seen worse.
But no, like, he started disrespecting me. So he started saying, oh, I'm going to bring my, you know, my, that, the N-word. I'm going to bring my, the N-word. No, I'm going to bring, I was like, okay, bring your bitches. I was like, no, my N. And I was like, oh, I was like, yeah, you know me, like, I don't take disrespect lightly, and I don't care who you are. You could be the big gangbanging out there, you could be a criminal, you could be whatever the fuck you are. If you disrespect me, this is it. This is it for you. So you better run, period.
Facts.
So he started saying, I was like, go ahead, bring them. I don't care. It's like, please.
I'm going to sit my ass right
that's
here.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I was like, I'm going to keep my big ass right here. Facts. I don't care. And he was like, bet. And then that's when the guy was like, I'm so sorry about this. He just acts out.
Yeah. When he's drunk.
I'm really sorry.
And we were just like, good night.
We're just like, yeah, whatever. We're not going to let him ruin our night.
So still had fun.
We still had fun the rest of the night. He left and whatever. And then the other time.
Oh, man.
We
were outside in the parking lot in Strikes with Medeze. And then we were just talking. And then they come. This dude and his other friend, they were hella older. They were like 45 to like 50. And then he was like, hey, y'all trying to go to the after party though?
And this guy was trying to take us to an after. Like, it was like a street part, like the street shit. And I was like,
weird shit.
It was like in a, it said like a junkyard or some
shit.
He
said it was like a shack.
A shack. These are.
And they're like, hey, we can take her out to a strip club. It's all good.
Yeah, he was, because, you know, Desi and Shayla aren't 21. Desi's about to turn 21, but Shayla's not yet.
Yeah.
And he was like, I was like, oh, do you got to show ID? He was like, oh, yeah, you probably do. And I'm like, oh, well, they're not 21. So he was like, it's fine. You just bring it. We can get him in. It's all good.
Yeah.
And then at this point, we were just looking at each other like, and then I started, because I was like, okay, like, I was a little lit. I'm not even gonna lie. So I told them, I was like, oh, yeah, let me see the thing, like, where it's at. And then I looked it up, and I was, like, typing it on Google to see if it was legit.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Well, obviously, we brought our own cars. We weren't gonna fucking go in.
Hell,
we're
no.
not stupid
oh,
like
the
that.
The weirdo that pulled up, too.
oh yeah, we're not stupid like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. And then it started like looking fishy, because then he was like, but if that shit doesn't work out, we can just go to strip club. I know a place. And we were just like, oh, okay. Like, you need to just sit the fuck down. Go and find yourself a cougar, because that's not the fuck we are.
Man.
And get the fuck up out of here.
Fucking rapist.
Facts. Get the fuck up out of here.
And then his other friend
this
with
is
the dreads.
This is our kind of shit. I'm
good. Facts. And the dude with the dreads, he was like, hey, I ain't gonna lie though. Like, she cute as fuck. Especially with them braces.
He's talking about Shayla.
And then he comes up and he's like, excuse me. Excuse me.
And he kept saying excuse me to Shayla.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
And what'd you say?
He was, and I just looked at him, and then I didn't say nothing because I just looked at him, and he was like, hey, how long did you have them braces?
I'm then, dead weak, dude.
And then I forgot after that.
Yeah, at this point, I was already starting to get in defense mode. Like, you could like tell my body language. Like,
yeah.
Like, I started like.
Tense up.
Like, I was like, okay, so if I gotta fight, we're gonna fight. And then I pulled Shayla next to me, because then I saw this guy kept, like, touching Shayla. So I was like, Shayla, move to my right.
Yeah.
So I moved Shayla with the Deze so that the stupid guy wouldn't, you know, do anything to Shayla. So I was like, okay, so if we gotta do this, let's do this. I was ready. I'm always ready to fight. I don't give a fuck. Time, place, whatever. I'm down.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. When it comes to defending the people I love, I'm gonna do it. Facts. So then I was like, okay. So, time to get in defense mode, bruh.
Yeah.
On some real ass shit. And then at this point, I was like, somebody has to say something, because I'm starting to feel like I'm getting worked up. Like, I'm starting to get mad. And I'm telling you, when I start to get fucking angry, you gotta run, because that shit is
Shut
not
pretty.
Shut the
fuck up, get in the fucking car!
Ask freaking David. He knows.
Man.
Poor David knows.
Yeah.
He fucking knows. But then, luckily, Adesi was like,
thanks for the invite, but
we're gonna go home. And I was like, and then that's when I was like, I was like,
yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, we have to wake up early in the morning. And then the fucking guy,
he was like, damn, I feel like this whole thing just went left.
We were like, okay, whatever.
And oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And then their fucking weirdo, this black dude pulled up. Their guy, their friend, I guess. He pulls up and he looked hella drunk.
Look hella ugly. Sorry, there's a mirror right here, and I'm just looking at myself.
He looked hella drunk.
He was hella gone. And he was about to hit us.
He was about to hit us because he pulled up hella fast. And he got off the car. He's like, bro, I don't even know where my fucking keys are.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know. And he was driving. And his keys were in the car.
In the
obviously. And then the guy was like, bro, your keys are in the car right there, man. And we're just like, okay, yeah, that's where
we're gonna
go. And then, yeah, and then I told it was, and then I told the Desi, I was like, here, Desi, let's go, come around me. Like, get a, you know, like, hold my arms. And we all went inside my car.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, let's just wait until they leave. And then we always talk with the DZ. Like, we were always in the car for like a good maybe 2-3 hours just talking.
Yeah.
Those are the best times. But we were like, screw it. Let's just
wait till they leave.
Let's just wait until they leave. I don't want a DZ to leave yet. So we just waited and then they left.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
And then next up, Mr. Reeves.
Shayla can take this.
This one is in high school in senior year when I had business finance. And Mr. Reese, he was that one teacher that was, like, cool. He didn't give a fuck. He really didn't. He had, like, tattoos, piercings, mohawk. That he, like, showed his personality, like on his, you know, what he would wear. And then this one day, we come to class. As soon as class started, he was sitting in his chair, and he was like, so, I came home last night, and I had dinner with my family. And I got an email from Miss Durham saying that some of you idiots stole somebody's lunch number. So, screw you guys. Make your life living hell for the next 9 weeks.
So.
And then one of these kids, my
stupid
classmate,
bitch, stupid bitch.
She was like, what the fuck? Screw us? What the fuck, Mr. Reese? Keely, can you believe this shit right now? Like, what the fuck?
Girl.
And then
the other dude.
And then this other guy, he was like, Mr. Reese? You know the bathroom?
No.
Damn. I can't even go to the bathroom anymore, bruh. And the next
weeks, all we did was watch movies.
Yeah, so really, he didn't make nothing for... He didn't make nothing...
A Living Hell. We watched The Night Before Christmas, 10 Things I Hate About You. We watched hella movies.
Facts. Okay, we gotta kind of hurry up, because we're including the other... We're like in 40 minutes now.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, yeah, we're 39 minutes.
David fell in the trash can.
All right, so this one is so fucked up. I love you, David. I'm so sorry. And this one, I take full responsibility. I always tell David this. I'm like, David, this is my fault. I'm super sorry. So... Where were we?
We were at your house because you didn't have your key.
But where were we before that? Did we go to my house?
We were
with David, I think.
Yeah, we were just with David.
So we were at David's house, I believe, and my dumbass didn't bring my house key, and nobody was home. So we went back to my house, and then I was like, crap, like, there's no way, like, obviously that we couldn't go through the front door. We need the keys. So I was like, screw it, we're just gonna have to go through the backyard. And I think my mom was coming, though, because she came literally a few minutes after. Yeah, my mom was on her way. She was working, but she was on her way, so I was like, crap. And I was like, in the meantime, might as well just try and get in the house. So I was like, okay, David, since he's the athletic one, he can hop over fences or whatever. So I tell David to go see if the backyard door was open. Like, he was able to go, right?
Or no? He was trying to open the fence, I guess.
Oh, wait, no, because I remember he was already on the other side. He was already on the other side. And then the fence wasn't closed right. And I was like, oh, David, we have to close the fence from inside because it's not closed right. So then he hopped over, he closed it, and then he comes back. And I was like, okay, David, it's okay. This trash can, because obviously I thought there was trash in the trash can bins that you have at your house or whatever, the ones outside. I thought there was trash in there. So I was like, okay, so there's enough weight. My dumbass, I don't know what I thought. But I was like, here, David, just... get on the trash can. Yeah. But David, once he saw that trash can move, he knew he fucked up. Like, it was my fault. Like, I feel so bad. Like, he has a scar on his leg because of me. Because of my dumbass. So I was like, it's okay, David, hold on to this. And obviously I'm like strong, but it was just like the trash can had no like weight on it. Yeah. So nothing could have, you know,
held it.
So I was like, my stupid dumb ass. And he said, boom.
Me and Tyler were in the car in the back seat of my car, and we just heard
it. Tyler, or was it my car? I think it was mine.
I don't remember.
I think it was my Toyota. Who cares? Whatever. That's besides the point. And then Tyler and Shay were in the car, and then all you hear is a boom. And then at first I was like laughing just a little bit, like I giggled, but then I saw how serious it was. And David wasn't saying nothing. I was like, oh my god, David, are you okay? And he was like, he couldn't even talk. He was like,
I'll
never forget his face when he fell down, dude. Like, it was bad. Like, he fell, and then he was like, I couldn't breathe. I was like, oh my god, I felt so bad. And then he has a scar. I think it's on the left side of his foot, and it's like it was bad. It was just bad.
Man.
And then yeah. So sorry, Debbie. We love you, but yeah. Okay, so this other story. Okay, so this Kevin. Shout out to Kevin and Ralph. These are Philip's friends. So one night, it was Kevin's birthday, and then Philip was texting me. Philip is my friend, by the way. And he was texting me, and he was like, oh, we should throw something for Kevin at my house. I was like, okay, I'm down, whatever. So then I texted him the day of, because at this time he was working at a Rite Aid or whatever. And then I was, oh, are we still doing that thing for Kevin? He was like, oh, yeah, let's do it or whatever. And he would get out hella late. He got out at 10:30, so we went to his house like at 11, right?
Yeah.
We were at his house by like at 11. And then we were just chilling there or whatever. And then Kevin Kevin comes. And we were just, like, talking. We were just drinking, whatever. And then we went to... we were driving in Kevin's car.
Yeah.
And then that night was just a complete mess. And then Kevin was just sick and tired of her shit. She doesn't know what we're talking about. And then he just straight up looked at me and Philip. He was like, I'm sick of this shit.
I'm going home.
Like, he straight up said he was sick and tired of her shit. I was so, like, like, I was just like, oh my god, like, I feel so bad for him, because that night was just, like, that night was just a mess, so like, serious. He said it so serious, but at the same time, was like, you can't laugh, you know what I mean, but he was really, he was straight up, like, he said he was sick of the shit, and mind you, this was, like, already 4 a.m, so he was, like, dealing with shit, and I was just like, okay, like, yeah, poor him, go home, he was like, I'm sick of the shit, I'm going home, and then, yeah, that was, and then we got stopped by the cops, too, that night, and it was Kevin's birthday, and freaking Phillip's wonderful ass was kind of gone.
Fucking near.
Philip was like a little tripping because he was like, fuck, we're fucked, like the cops. And we were like, bro, you're the only one that's gone.
And we didn't, mind you, me and Ruth left our purses and my ID and everything.
Yeah, because we were like, oh, we're just going to the lake, nothing to think of. But we're hella dumb because it was like, what, 2-3 a.m?
Yeah.
We're hella dumb. Like, what were we thinking?
I know, like, good thing he didn't ask.
No, for real. Excuse me, sorry.
We would have really been fine.
No, for real. Like, we would have been done. So. The police officer stopped us, and he was like, oh, why'd you guys make that suspicious turn? And then poor Kevin, like, he was very, like, come by Philip. He kept talking, and I was like, Philip, shut the fuck up, Philip, dude.
Shut up, please.
Like, poor Kevin, like, I'm telling you, Kevin is like Shayla, like, he is, like, they're, Kevin and Ralph are, like, the calmest people we've ever met. And I feel so bad because they have to deal with my shit and Philip's shit. I don't know how they did it, but they would just deal with our shit. And Kevin looked at Philip. Because, right? Kevin looked at Philip. And because Philip wouldn't shut up. Like, Philip's those type of people that just won't stop talking. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But, bruh, like, these the cops are here. In the moment, can you just shut the fuck up for 1 second? And
he's here that you're, you know.
Right. Like, he's like... Bro, like, fuck, we're fucked. Everybody put your fucking hands in the... I kid you, this motherfucker...
This motherfucker
kept saying fuck. Like, he... Every single time... Fuck, we're fucked. Everybody put your fucking hands in the fucking air. Because we're fucked. And then he had his... Philip literally had his hands in the air.
And like, I was about to go.
Bro, I was like, homeboy, nothing's gonna happen, bro. Like, chill. Yeah. Just relax. In my head, I was like, bro, I'm about to beat this motherfucker. I was so bad.
Philip, shut up.
No. what the hell? I was like, bro, just shut up, please. Just shut up. Shut up. And then Kevin looked at me, he's like, Philip,
please. Shut up.
Shut up. And then Philip was like, he just finally shut up when the freaking police officer came. But yeah, then nothing happened. Like, thank God he didn't ask for, like, RDs or nothing.
Yeah.
He just asked for her age.
Yeah, and then, I was about to say
16. I don't know why. I was going to say 16. I was 20. You were 19. Right? Yeah, because you're about to tell it late. Yeah, I was 20, she was 19. I was about to say 16 for some reason. I don't know. But yeah. Okay.
It's 4th of July.
Should we just say that for another time? Because a lot of shit happened in the 4th of July. Yeah, we gotta. We have a time limit on this thing. I think that's
cool.
That's it.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, guys, we have so many more stories, but we can do a part two of this. We can do a part two.
Oh, yeah, part two.
If you guys want, we can do a part two.
If you're down for whatever.
I mean, if you're... we should talk about that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. I'm down for whatever, man.
I don't give a fuck, but you're a motherfucking phone. You're a motherfucking
phone. Yeah, I'm telling you guys, we have so many. But, yeah, we'll definitely do a part two, and I'm sorry we did this kind of late. It's just been, like, a rough week for the both of us.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just life's been kicking us in the booty hole, but...
Man.
We'll do this again. Are we gonna next Monday, right?
Yeah, next Monday.
We'll do it for sure next Monday. Just this week was just really bad for me. It was a bad week, so I didn't want to like film and just give negative energy. So I was like, film? What the hell? Record. But yeah, if you guys want to continue hearing our freaking stories and our podcasts and shit,
don't forget to not subscribe, but.
Yeah, actually, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, and we're on this Anchor app. So, subscribe!
I ain't gonna lie.
Like, share. I ain't gonna lie.
Ow. It's been a long day. I'm going home.
We are home, but yeah. Okay, guys, thank you for listening, and we love all you motherfuckers. Thank you for supporting our stupid asses. So, bye!
See ya.
Wouldn't wanna be ya.